A Georgia teenager is the latest person to be cited for a car accident that may be related to the popular Snapchat phone app. Now, you've probably heard of Snapchat. It allows users to take pictures and videos and send them to friends who see them for just a few seconds before they disappear. But you can grab screenshots. We'll have some at herenow.org. And even when the pics disappear, they leave traces in technology. And now there are questions about when they're being taken, the pictures, specifically when the speed filter is used. It lets people take pictures and videos while they're driving, showing their speed. And police say 19-year-old Crystal McGee was driving 107 miles per hour when she collided with Maynard Wentworth in a crash that left him permanently brain damaged. And a lawsuit alleges that Crystal was using the speed filter at the time of the crash. Snapchat denies that's true, but other accidents thought to be associated with the app include 3 people burned alive in Philadelphia when their car crashed into a parked tractor trailer filled with chemicals, and a woman in Brazil who broadcast her accident over Snapchat. She was going 110 miles an hour. Katie Bassett is with Safer America. That's a safety advocacy group. She recently wrote the online article, Snapchat's Facelift, What Dangers Are Associated for Drivers, and joins us by Skype. Katie, tell us a little more about the speed filter.
It is a basic filter that they've had for a while. And when you're either taking a picture or a video, it shows how fast you're moving. So I could be on a bike, I could be on a train, I could be just simply walking, and it will pick up the speed that you are going.
Okay, so on a bike is dangerous, but in a car while driving is, you know, horrendous. There is a little warning on the app, don't do while driving, but young people overlook a lot of things. And we have seen examples of people driving up their speed in order to get that Snapchat.
Right, definitely. And I think for the people and the users that are using it, it's just more of the need to capture the perfect moment just at the right time. So if they want to get that certain speed up, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, so there's this, and these lawsuits are pending, and we'll see what happens. But you say there are other concerns with the newest version of the app, Snapchat 2.0. Tick through some.
The first one that I touched on was that the stories auto-advance. And so you, as a user, don't even need to click through to watch each story. They just automatically start and continue and continue. And I was speaking to Jeff Rosenbaum, who is a personal injury attorney in Philadelphia, and he basically went over that just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds equates to the length of a football field. And so when you have these stories that are going over and over again, you could be watching them for up to a minute. And a minute on the road equates to, I don't even know how many miles, but it's,
well, that's six,
you know,
football
pretty
fields.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And as you say, it's right there. So it's hard to tear your eyes away from it. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's the need, I think, for a lot of people in our generation, they call it the fear of missing out.
FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, it not only could be that, you know, you are endangered and distracted, but what you could be seeing pop up is a friend of yours, you know, about to crash because they're using the Snapchat speed filter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then there's video calling.
Right. It's very similar to FaceTiming, and their goal is to kind of take over the basic phone features and make this Snapchat, you know, the app for all, essentially. So video calling works the exact same as FaceTiming, and, you know, we all know the dangers associated with that and driving. You're visually watching someone talk as you're driving.
GIFs, we know those little short dancing videos we see on the internet. What's different about Snapchat?
So it's same thing. You're making that small GIF that's able, you know, a quick couple seconds, it's able to replay over and over again. And with Snapchat, you want to get that perfect GIF and you want to get that perfect picture. And so you might be trying over and over again to get this perfect moment, which could take 5 seconds, it could take 15. And regardless of the 5 or 15 seconds, if you're driving and trying to do that, you're completely 100% distracted from the road and what's going on in front of you.
Yeah. And then there's stickers.
So stickers are very similar to the emojis on texting. They just came out with over 200 new stickers that will go into the message or into the video. And so, you know, with 200 options, users are just scrolling through and through and not paying attention to what's on the road and to other drivers, other cars around them. And, you know, that's a big, big distraction.
Well, all these distractions sound a lot like distractions from any use of a smartphone in the car. We know that, you know, the same thing is true of texting or anything else that takes you away for even 10 seconds. But what's really frightening, though, is this idea that you have these speed filters. Who wouldn't want to have a picture of themselves driving 100 miles an hour? Is there any consideration of getting rid of that? Or,
you know, I've actually heard talk that they are putting a cap on a speed limit. But even then, I mean, you're not solving the entire problem. People will still get up to 60 miles an hour, the capped speed. So as far as solving the problem, I mean, I definitely think the Snapchat team can come up with ways for, you know, safer measures, but I also think it lies within the drivers. If you're not paying attention on the road and you're the one that's going to be causing these accidents, should you even be driving?
Yeah. Well, again, Snapchat has said that their records indicate that the young girl we started talking about, Crystal McGee, was not using the speed filter when there was this horrific accident, but there's lawsuits and we will follow to see what happens here. Katie Bassett with Safer America. That's an advocacy group that focuses on youth safety. Her online article, we'll link you to it, is Snapchat's Facelift, What Dangers Are Associated for Drivers. Katie, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Robin.